With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A bystander seen in a widely circulated video disarming a gunman during a deadly shooting rampage at a popular Australian beach is being heralded as a hero who saves lives. Reporter Bernie Bennett explains.
Video footage posted to social media shows a passerby dressed in a white T-shirt and dark pants crouching behind a parked car before sneaking up behind a gunman, grabbing him, and wresting away his firearm. The bystander then points the weapon at the gunman, who falls to the ground. The intervention drew wide praise, including from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said in a statement, quote, "A man walking up to a gunman who had fired on the community and single-handedly disarming him, that man is a genuine hero." Bernie Bennett reporting.
This past week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defended the Trump administration's hardline policies on illegal immigration, border security, and drug enforcement.
"We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily."
The Senate failed to get anywhere on the health care issue this week. Now it's the House's turn to show what it can do.
Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a Republican alternative late Friday, a last-minute sprint, as his party refuses to extend the enhanced tax subsidies for those who buy policies through the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, which are expiring at the end of the year. Democrats say these subsidies help lower the cost of coverage. Johnson said in a statement announcing the package, quote, "House Republicans are tackling the real drivers of health care costs to provide affordable care." The speaker said it would be voted on this week. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has expressed willingness to drop Ukraine's NATO bid. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem, too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in D.C. A group of 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and upend the transit of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorney generals have issued letters supporting the safety of the drugs. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on 100 years for Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old.
I have no idea why I'm here, but I can't be more thrilled.
That was Van Dyke when he was honored by the Kennedy Center in 2021. From The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
To Mary Poppins.
With the jolly all the night with Mary.
To playing a physician sleuth on the TV series Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke has been entertaining us for a long time.
I've been in the business 75 years. I can't believe it.
That was last year at the Television Academy. So it's 76 years now, Dick. I'm Donna Water.
A French supermarket's Christmas advert has captured hearts worldwide without using generative AI. The 2.5-minute film called Unloved tells the story of a lonely wolf who chooses to change. More details at srnnews.com.